The Italian government is denying a newspaper report that it made payments to the Taliban to ensure the safety of Italian troops in Afghanistan. The report is in the Times of London. It claims that Italy's Secret Service made the payments, totaling tens of thousands of dollars. Italian ministers say they are taking the Times to court, as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Berlusconi government called the report in the Times of London completely groundless, and Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa voiced the government's indignation.
Le informazioni date oggi dal Times.
The Times report, which is written as if it were a certainty, is pure rubbish, and that's how we treat it. I've instructed our aides to file a lawsuit against the Times of London.
A government statement stressed that Italian troops in Afghanistan are there to help reconstruct the war-ravaged country and help the local population return to normal living conditions. The Times of London, quoting unnamed Western military officials and NATO officers, said Italy had paid tens of thousands of dollars to Taliban commanders and warlords in the Surobi district east of Kabul to ensure safety in the area. Alberto Negri, a journalist for the Italian daily Sole 24 Ore, who covers Afghanistan, claims it's a well-known fact that all the contingents deployed there make payoffs to the Taliban.
Especially when they want, for example, they want to make something like roads, bridge, schools, and so on. Every time they pay for to have the permission.
The Times article also accused Italy of not informing its allies, misleading French troops that took over the area in mid-2008. Shortly afterwards, a French contingent was ambushed and 10 soldiers were killed, suffering one of the biggest single combat losses of the NATO mission. The Times said that because the French knew nothing of the bribes, they had made a catastrophically incorrect threat assessment. Roberto Minotti, a senior research fellow at the Aspen Institute Italy, says it's plausible the Taliban were given payoffs, but he says it's hard to believe the Italians had not informed the French.
If one of the allies, one of the members of the coalition in Afghanistan, behaves differently, especially without informing the others, there certainly is a problem because, you know, these people will tend to exploit the weaker links in the chain.
The Italians also denied the article's claim that the U.S. ambassador to Italy had made a formal complaint in June 2008 over the alleged payoffs. A spokeswoman at the embassy today declined to comment on the report. But a NATO spokesman in Kabul and a French military spokesman in Paris said they had no evidence of any payoffs. Yet the article has rekindled long-standing suspicions that Italy has a habit of paying its way out of trouble. While the government has always denied paying ransoms to free its hostages, there have been several cases in Iraq and Afghanistan that raise doubts about Italy's behavior. The article comes at a time when NATO is reviewing its strategy in Afghanistan. Aspen fellow Minotti says the delicate issue of relations with the Taliban will be at center stage.
One element of the exit strategy, whatever it is going to be in the future, is going to be having to deal with at least some factions among what we call the Taliban. What is crucial is doing this in a coherent manner among the allies.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.